and thank you for joining me today. This is Mindy McNeil, and it is Women's History Month, and I am joined in studio by one of our lovely KUVO hostesses. She is the hostess of Salsa Con Jazz. You will hear her substitute when somebody is sick or we've got meetings, different things going on. She'll help us out all together. She has her own show as well. We're going to talk a little bit about that is separate from KUVO, but I want to talk to you just about a few different things. So welcome, Janine Santana.
Well, thank you, Mindy. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Great. Well, okay, there's a few things, because like I said, you've got your own show. You're here at KUVO. You've been at KUVO for a while. So I do want to find out, though, because, I mean, I've seen some pictures. You've been playing some drums. You were doing some stuff. I want to get a little bit of history of how did you start? I don't know if this was back in New York or, you know, just because family or whatever. How did you get involved in music to begin with?
I was born playing. I mean, I was one of those kids that was pulling out every single thing that made noise in the house and banging on it, much to my parents' chagrin, who wished I would have chosen flute. But I don't know. It must be the Puerto Rican in me, you know, the Afro-Caribbean part of me. I cannot not drum. I've always loved to do that. And my mother is a jazz musician. She played the trumpet. You know, on my father's side, there was always, you know, mambo, danzón, all of those rhythms, all of that music was all over the neighborhood, all over my house. I couldn't not do it.
What was the first instrument that really caught your attention? You're like, I want to focus in on this.
It was a drum. And even without the drum, anything that I could touch or hit that would make a sound, it would be melodic for me. You know, which is probably why I went towards congas, because you can tune them melodically. And I just liked the different tones and the different timbres of things that could be hit.
Now, you and I were talking off mic for a few minutes, so I'm going to kind of out you a little bit, but it's not outing really, because people know you acted for a while, you've done things. So I wanted to find out, how did you go from acting, though, into the music world, or was it a combination of both over the years?
Well, I think all of the arts were things that I used to express myself from the get-go. I loved painting and drawing. I loved theater and acting. I loved music. I'm a terrible singer, so anything else that made a melody, I wanted to fool around with. But the acting is actually what I did first professionally. And I did that for many, many years, off-Broadway, understudy on Broadway, regional theater. Loved live theater very, very much. As like live performances musically, you can feel the people, which is in radio was really hard for me at first because I couldn't feel or see any of the people who were listening. It scared the living daylights out of me. I was knee-knocking it at first. Yeah, but in any case, no, I started in theater, and I always was playing music. But when I came out here, because I was union, there weren't a lot of auditions for me. And so I had to have a plan B of things I knew how to do. And the other things I knew how to do were music and painting and drawing. And music was something I actually could get gigs with and work.
Okay, so you're doing acting, and then you go over, you're in music more, but then now you're at radio. So how do you, and I'm like, how does that happen? Plus, you're a female in radio, and there's not a lot, you know. I mean, we do have female, you know, hostesses here and stuff like that, but just overall, I just always think of radio as a more male-dominated area. And so how did that transition happen for you?
Well, I got to tell you a not-so-secret secret. Everything I've ever done has been things that I felt compelled to do, and very few of those things were things that were delegated to female people. So it was a fight from the get-go, so I was just used to it. I mean, playing congas, now there's a lot of female percussionists. When I started, it was not the norm by any means. And, you know, when I walked in, people assumed I was the singer, which, God forbid, right? You know, I mean, I don't sing really, you know. But no, I always, you know, and I just was against the flow that way for my time. But I did it anyway, because the truth was, I was really terrible at all of the things that they wanted girls to know how to do. I was the worst waiter you've ever seen. You know, I like teaching, but I didn't really want to be a teacher in a whole room full of people having to control all those people to listen. No, you know, I teach acting and I teach theater. I still do that, but it's with people who want to be there. It's a big difference, you know. So, yeah, how did that happen? I don't know. It just all fell on me at different periods of my life, all of it. The radio thing, well, I was asked to come here and try it. And so I did. And I think partly because somebody thought that I might be good at it. And for me, it works out really well because it uses my training in theater. It uses my training in music. It uses my love for all of the other artists that I can hear and support and learn more about. And I have access to an extraordinary amount of music now so I can study while I'm doing this. It's great all around.
I wanted to ask just a little bit more then. Somebody asked you to come. Did they hear you like when you were out someplace and they're like, oh, she has a good radio voice? Or or was it is a friend of a friend? Or how did that come to be? And then how did you migrate into Sasakan Jazz?
What happened was somebody asked me and I thought I'd give it a shot and I did it. And it turns out now I'm in love with it. I'm in love with broadcasting. I'm in love with free radio, not meaning free you don't pay for, but meaning that, you know, you can play what you're compelled to play within the bookends that you might be given, you know, keep it to jazz or, you know. So that's how that happened. And now I have to say my life pretty much revolves around radio.
Now, Sasakan Jazz wasn't just initially, as soon as you started, they're like, okay, go run this show. How did that come to be?
Well, actually, what happened was I was going to share with Jimmy Trujillo, and we were going to switch off every other week. And I was asked to do this by Carlos. Carlos approached me and asked me if I wanted to do that. And I was very excited, and I said yes. And then sadly and suddenly, Jimmy Trujillo passed away in his sleep. He had a heart attack and died in his sleep. At least I think that's what it is. And it was devastating. And so Carlos approached me again and said, well, would you consider just doing the whole show now? So I had to follow that, which was very sad. And there were many, many calls. You know, what happened to Jimmy? People didn't know. And I had to be the person that served up that sad plate of food, you know. But over the years, I've really made the show my own because I don't know what else to do except be me, you know. So I made it what I thought my interest people and what I liked, which was obviously salsa, but also, man, you got to have some roots. You got to go to Africa where it started. You got to go to New York where the jazz was, when the jazz mixed with salsa and so forth. And so, I mean, this is food to me. Mm-hmm. And so I really enjoy sharing it with people and all the jazz. I just love it to the marrow of my bones, you know. So knowing about it and sharing what I know with people, you know, it gives me a thrill too. It makes me happy.
So you're here at Kuvo, you come in, you do Sasakan Jazz on Sundays, and you help us out when we need some fill-in, different things, but you also have another radio station that you deal with. So tell me a little bit, and tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Well, remember I told you my whole life is revolving around radio right now, and I'm loving it and enjoying it. I just feel compelled to share the music in as many ways as I can, not just the music I play myself on my drums, but all of it. And so I have an internet radio station called myvsradio.com. And VS stands for Validation Station. And the reason I came up with Validation Station was because I wanted to validate all of the music and artists out there that might not get played that much, but who are compelling. And I do mix it in like a good playlist. I mix in music that everyone's familiar with too, so you can rest and relax and enjoy before I hit you with something that's really different and interesting. And that's, radio station is all about that. And it's not just jazz. I have shows about African pop music. Oh, sorry. I have music about African pop music. I have rock crossover and some hip hop and hip hop crossover, which crosses over really well with jazz, by the way, and all kinds of things. And it's called myvsradio.com. It's 24/7. I've got about 12 live on air hosts from around the world who work with me, and I try not to do too many shows myself. I just sort of want to oversee it, but I do a new music show myself. So, check it out. It's totally fun. It's what I do.
Well, lastly, I want to ask you, because you just said, you know, you love all jazz, different things. Can you throw out maybe a couple of your favorite artists, female especially, but just some of your favorite artists, and then also, too, if you have a couple favorite songs as well and why they mean so much to you and the artists?
Oh, man, I hate when people ask me that. And the reason is because it changes from day to day, moment to moment, hour to hour. Like good music, any good music that has diversity in it, it's going to feed what you need at the moment, you know. But what I would say is I'm very fond of Michelle Rosewoman. A lot of people don't even know who she is, but I do play her on Salsa Con Jazz. She's from New York, and she mixes traditional bata drums and those rhythms with jazz. And bata drums were untouchable to women for the longest while. Now there's a lot of girls that play them, but that comes from non-secular music originally. And what a sound. They really talk to me. And let's see, I would say, I've been on a Mingus kick. I'm going to go on the air in a little while. I'm going to play some Mingus, because when that happens, you just have to play it. It's the only way to, you know, not have it just take you over the rest of the day. You know, so it really, I got to say, I can't fairly say I have a favorite at any given time. It really just depends on where I am at any given moment.
Great. Well, Janine, I just want to say thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. We appreciate and love having you here at Kuvo, being part of the family. You've been here for just years and years, and your audience, I know that they adore you. So thank you so much for just agreeing to be part of our Women's Kuvo History Month.
Yay, women. Yay, women working in the arts, especially in the parts of boys usually do.